You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. It is July 1st.
Bonnie Bedelia?
Bobby Bonilla. This is the day where he gets another $1.19 million. From the New York Mets.
That's
in the
right.
Weirdest baseball contract ever signed.
Well, now we're going to be seeing that with everybody else. I mean, soon we're going to have a Juan Soto day,
Is it true he declined the lump sum up front or something and traded in what was the best? I mean, he really was ahead of his time.
So he you're right. He deferred the initial contract and instead say, why don't you just pay me $1.19 million for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
And the Mets were like, all right.
Okay. Signed here. Yes,
so
please.
So today they sent him a check. He received it, we presume.
How many more years are we going to have?
It runs through 2035.
Okay.
2035. Yep.
Can you imagine?
He will be 72 years old when he receives his last one.
Would you be looking over your shoulder all the time? Like when they, I would be worried that they're tired.
That team's going to kill you over $1 million?
They're tired of paying me. And suddenly my brakes are going out. This is why I always want the lump sum with the Powerball. Because I don't trust somebody would, like, I don't know, poison dart me to death if I took the annual payout.
Well, really, he lost quite a bit of money doing this.
Not if you barely even invested it.
Had he taken the lump sum in the dollar value.
I need to figure out what that was.
At that time and invested it, he would be far richer today than he is now.
No, they owed him $5.9 million. He said, I'll take the 1.19 for the next 25 years.
Oh, okay. It was okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, I think he came out on top there.
Clearly.
Which is why I'd be looking over my shoulder.
He signed a 4-year, $23 million contract with the Marlins prior to the 1997 season, helped the team win the World Series that year, but was traded to the Dodgers in 1998.
Yep.
Part of a fire sale. In 1999, the Dodgers traded Bonilla to the Mets, who were looking for a new right fielder at the time. New York assuming the remaining 2 years, $11.6 million on his contract. He was then 36 years old. Wow. He was batting CAGs kind of level. 160.
Scott Parks!
He batted 160
you
in 1999.
Watch your mouth. That child is just... So getting the lay of the land.
A lot of swings.
No, he is getting the lay of the land.
Listen, I want him to be successful.
Oh, my gosh,
but
I do too.
But you guys, and I lump you in this group, build him up to be bigger and better than he really is.
No, I think it's taken him a little bit longer to get his feet on the ground. That's it.
Okay.
He's an incredible outfielder. He's made some great plays.
Great plays.
Great
Absolutely.
Plays. All right, do we have a live guest today that you sneaked upon me? And for that, I am so excited.
So anyway, it turns out that there is a young man who was in town. His name is Cameron Mead. Mm-hmm. And he was in town a couple weeks ago for old Shawnee days and visiting his aunt and uncle.
Okay.
And he ended up entering the hot dog eating contest with the chance to go to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on Friday on Coney Island.
He randomly did this? Just like, I was there, I saw it,
no,
why not? Or is he like on the tour of competitive eating?
He's only 21 years old. I think he is interested in becoming a professional eater.
Okay.
This is his first official competition
Joey Chestnut had to have his first win.
That's right.
Right?
So Cameron Mead goes to Old Shawnee Days and devours in 10 minutes 25 hot dogs. He comes in second.
Oh.
So he doesn't get the trip to Coney Island on Friday. Oh, wait. There was another regional competition, the way I understand it, where the winner at that competition did not devour 25 hot dogs. So Cameron is taking that person's place. Cameron, who lives in Indiana, but has relatives here in town, who happen to be my good friends, the Meads from across the street.
No way.
He's their nephew.
Okay.
And so Heather called me yesterday.
Is he in training?
We're going to find out at 5:15.
Okay.
Cameron will join us at 5:15 this afternoon. I spoke with him earlier today. He's a delightful young man, a student at the University of Indiana Bloomington.
Oh, wow. Good.
And he's very excited to take on Joey Chestnut on Friday on Coney Island.
Very quickly, we have some breaking news.
Do we got a verdict on the
police are on scene right now at the Forest Hill Cemetery at Gregory and Troost Avenue?
No.
Why?
There is a disturbed grave. They are calling it an attempted exhumation, and they are trying to figure out what is going on.
Okay,
do you know who's buried
at Forest Hill? I will tell you.
A bunch of dirt has been overturned, and they don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. Sam, we just talked about this because the greatest golfer you've never heard of, Miriam Burns, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Sports Commission just went out and got her a proper burial marker, a grave marker, out at Forest Hill. And while they were there, Tom Watson said a few words about her contribution to golf and mentioned that his entire family is laid to rest at Forest Hill, as is Satchel Paige. We need to get a hold of Bob Kendrick. I think several of the Negro League's baseball players are out there.
This is the family of the grave that was disturbed was Delshawn DuPriest.
Okay.
He was killed 27 years ago. And based on the pictures, they got a lot of work done before police caught wind of what was happening. They rammed their car through a locked gate to get into the cemetery.
Why?
They are on scene right now investigating, trying to figure out what's going on.
Now, here's my question, and I want to talk about this. The police department says they've opened an investigation, of course, quote, into the property crime.
Oh, they did get a lot of work done.
To me, when you disturb a grave, there has to be a separate law for that, Scott. Property crime is I go into your car and I take a laptop. When you go in and disturb someone's grave, there has got to be a separate category for that.
Look how far in they got.
Oh my gosh. Is that the what do you call it that goes outside of the casket? The crypt?
I don't know what that is, but there's a lot of concrete, and they got down at least 4 feet.
And that's a very nice headstone.
For what?
It is
purpose?
A very nice headstone. Really nice. Marble. I'm at a loss.
They do say nobody was on scene when police arrived. It was employees of the cemetery who called.
I'm reaching out to Casey.
The family of Delshawn DuPriest said he was killed around 27 years ago. You don't know when? It's right there on the marker.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure that's not his mother. You know, we don't know the history on the individual Number one.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
We don't know. And here's one of the reasons I want to talk about it. This just came up the other day. And I think you might have been gone, Scott. It was in our stack.
I haven't been gone in months.
Where a cemetery worker, was that local, Sam, was caught and he had dirt all over him. And they got a disturbance call. Police go out to the cemetery and this guy has dirt all over him and says, well, you caught me. I was going in to one of the, you know, more recent ones because to steal jewelry. And I said to a friend of mine, why do people still bury their loved ones in expensive jewelry when, let's be honest, you can't take it with you? Okay, number one. And number two, to me, you are just opening up the possibility that someone knows that, you know, Opal was put into the ground with a 3-carat diamond ring and I'm going in after it. That's what doesn't make sense in this case. He died 27 years ago. Why would someone try to get into that casket 27 years later?
By the way, the story you're referencing was Fishers, Indiana, back on May 13th.
Yep.
Yes, he was covered in dirt at the Oak Lawn Memorial Gardens late Monday night and claimed that he was trying to get jewelry out of the grave.
Because I think he was a worker, Scott, and he saw when they put the decedent in the ground, there was jewelry with the decedent.
Who was it who wanted, and they denied the request, when they died, they wanted their dog euthanized and buried in the casket with it. Was somebody famous. I can't remember.
That was another story.
Who it was. But, you know, for whatever reason, there is this ritual, if you will,
about dating back thousands of years.
About putting important artifacts or things inside the casket. We buried my dad, who died at the age of 53. We buried him in his dress blues.
Jim Carrey buried his father with a $1 million check, his first $1 million he ever made.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So police are on the scene at an attempted exhumation, I believe is the way you phrase it.
That is what police are calling what happened at the Forest Hill Cemetery on Troost.
So someone is suggesting that this person might have been placed into the ground with items that could be of value. And it gets
like money.
Money. It gets me back to my original question. Why? Why put someone in the ground with things that are so valuable, if that's the case here, so valuable that 27 years later, someone thinks, I'm going to go in there and grab what was entombed in that casket. There is a suggestion. This is not the first time this particular grave has been attempted. There's been an attempt to get into the grave.
Let me ask you this. The day will come, sadly, when your parents are no longer walking on this earth. God forbid.
Yep.
But, we all die. Would your mom want to be buried with her wedding ring?
No.
She wouldn't?
No. We would want those items passed down to grandchildren. And even things of little monetary value are valuable in my heart and in my eyes, you know?
What would you put in your mom's casket? I can tell you what I put in my dad's.
Yeah, I can't go there because it's such a morbid thought to me.
I wrote my dad a letter.
Oh, good.
Obviously, as I told you, we buried him in his dress blue uniform with all of his medals and everything. And I wrote him a letter, and that's the only thing I put in his casket.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And appropriate. I'm not saying putting money and cash and other things in a grave is necessarily inappropriate. I think you are asking for problems. And I think in this case, we are seeing that. And I've reached out, Sam, to the Kansas City Police Department to see if they can confirm that this is not the first time this particular gravesite has been disturbed.
What about a watch?
Why?
I don't know.
Your time has stopped. Why put a watch in a casket with someone who is no longer here?
Sam?
Maybe the decedent wanted to be buried with that watch. They carried it every single day. Yeah. They left in their final preparations. I want this watch on my wrist, or if it's a pocket watch, in my pocket.
I think we're cremation people, Scott, and I know you are too.
That I am.
It's just hard for me to understand. Outside of extreme sentimental items, and I'm not talking about monetary value, extreme sentimental items like, Scott, your letter to your father, why you would put anything else 6 feet under. It just doesn't make sense to me.
We didn't bury him with his dog tags.
No, you want those.
I have one and my brother has one.
Yes.
And you want to talk about sentimental value. There's something that has sentimental value but no monetary value.
Correct.
My dad's dog tags are literally pieces of aluminum.
I know.
Hard-pressed aluminum, but it means the world to me because he wore them in Vietnam.
And you can feel it. There is a feel and there's a sound to that, Scott, that I'm sure you remember when he had that. Like, those are things you cannot put a price on, and I'm so glad that those did not go underground with your father.
Yeah, my brother has one and I have one. I have his class ring from the University of Oklahoma, and I have his dresser. And I've left the top left drawer untouched.
Who pays for the damage to the gate? And are cemeteries insured?
By the way, all of that concrete is the vault, the concrete casing that they put around caskets.
So someone went in, Sam.
They had a sledgehammer, a pickaxe, something.
No, back up. Someone went on top of this man's grave.
Yeah.
Dug down 6 feet. And then took a jackhammer or a sledgehammer or a pickaxe. I don't know how long. Those concrete vaults are what? 6 inches thick.
I didn't know that they put concrete around caskets.
Yes. Every casket goes inside a concrete vault. It's already down there in the ground. Oh, you don't see it. It's already down there.
Okay.
When they lower the casket is going into the concrete vault.
Got it. Then how do the worms get in?
Are we really going to have that discussion? In some cases, they don't.
Okay.
I'm not. This is why I'm cremation all the way,
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly. That's exactly right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Stacy in Kansas City, hello.
Hey, my dad buried my grandmother, his mother, with her big old diamond ring 25, 30 years ago, and I'm still mad.
Did you say you're still mad?
Mad, yes. I'm still very angry. Because I said, that's wonderful. That funeral director's wife probably got a nice new diamond.
And you hate to think that, Stacy, but... Again, what's the point?
Why wouldn't they? If it's just there, why wouldn't they?
No one's going to check and find out, you know?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I'm with you on not burying people with their jewelry.
If, in fact, there is a grave somewhere that has been robbed, let's say 3 times. We're not saying it's 3 in this case, but let's just, for argument's sake, say this is the 3rd time this has happened at this particular gravesite. Does there come a point, and if you're a funeral person, I want you to call in, where you say to the family, we want the items that were in this. This is the 3rd time this has happened. We want those items taken out.
Okay. Let's say that this one was robbed or exhumed 3 different times illegally.
Okay.
We don't know that for a fact. Unless you put that on the news, how are the ne'er-do-wells who are going to come back the next time going to know
that
everything's already been removed?
That here lies Mark Johnson, formerly buried with jewelry, cash, and other
items that no longer are in his casket.
Rest here with him. Go away, ne'er-do-wells.
Huh. And how long are you going to leave that sign there?
Apparently 27 years, Scott.
Shauna in Kansas City. Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
Hi.
So I just drove by there. Actually, I'm in between work jobs, and there's a couple of cops sitting there. It looks like the gate, it doesn't look like they plowed over the gate, or if they did, they've done something to it. It looks almost like they... I don't know. They pried it open and slipped. I don't know. But I couldn't see the actual, balls and all that, whatever was going on. The second thing is that I dated a funeral director for a really short amount of time. If you ever want worse dates, I'll tell you the story. It was awful. Not all cemeteries require vaults. Some do, but it's a huge extra cost. We just went through this with my aunt and with my dad, and the vault you purchase along with the casket.
Okay, good to know,
so
Sean. I didn't know that.
It's separate.
It is separate, and it's a huge... Actually, the guy that I dated became like a multimillionaire because he just sold vaults for a living for a while.
Yeah, so. because Shauna, what you say to people is, like, I mean, I don't know how much you loved your grandma. You could go with the vault, or... You know, you don't have to. You know what
cheap
I'm saying?
Wood casket.
Like, it's one of those things where you wouldn't even have to suggest it. You could just be like, you know, we do have more affordable options for people that didn't really love the decedent. Just throw her down there.
We got a plywood casket that you can go
with.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. If you're online, hang tight. We'll get with you in just a moment. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want. Anywhere you go, just go to KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't mean to be, like, I'm not really trying to be, I promise you, gruesome or graphic or funny or any of those things. Is a serious topic. But the force and the time it would take without, you know, barring that you have explosives, to get into one of those vaults, this had to have been hours.
Oh, sure. Well,
this was not someone that just... This had to have been hours of work.
Digging 6 feet down. Keep in mind, you're not just digging 6 feet down. You're digging 6 feet long, probably 3-4 feet across.
Yep. That's a lot of dirt.
That is a lot of dirt.
And not to mention, we said that the vault had been broken into pieces. You can see the chunks of concrete sitting on top of the dirt piles around the grave. Mm-hmm. Text line says those vaults are typically 2 to 4 inches thick.
Yep, I just looked it up.
That is a lot of work to break that up and pull that out as well.
Some of them weigh more than 2,000 pounds.
Now, keep in mind, you only have to get through the top layer.
How do you get through 4 inches of concrete? Let's say
and
it's
then
4 inches.
The casket.
How do you get through 4 inches of concrete without anyone noticing?
Middle of the night. Middle of the night.
I mean, I guess they don't have 24/7 security at a cemetery. Why would they? And did they get into the casket? Do we know, Sam?
They got a lot of the...
It does not say.
The vault. I mean, there are chunks of concrete all
everywhere.
Over the ground. Let's go to Ann in Kansas City. Ann, hello.
Hello. So I was just going to say... It could be like for somebody trying to get DNA, like trying to prove that that was their father or their son or their brother or uncle or something like that.
That they wanted proof of burial?
Well, not proof of burial, actually trying to get like the DNA, like trying to get DNA from a body. My daughter's father passed away about a year ago. We did not have a relationship that was great at all. Only proof of him being her father was he signed the birth certificate. He got cancer about 2 to 3 years ago, decided he wanted to build a relationship with his daughter. His wife was not happy about it. And long story short, you know, we got a picture of his headstone and all this kind of stuff before he died. And then when he died, my daughter was excluded from his funeral and everything else that had anything to do with her father, almost like she was his dirty little secret.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, so that's the only reason I'm saying is maybe if somebody fought for some kind of like
and,
DNA.
Yeah, I will tell you that's an interesting thought. I can say with almost 100% certainty that is not what's going on in this case.
Correct. Without question. John in Parkville. John, hello.
Good afternoon, you two.
Good afternoon.
Now, when my dad passed, and he was a retired officer, and he passed away out of position, the funeral director tried to sell us a vault. And what they told us a vault was a casket covering that went over the casket. What they're describing is what Arlington Cemetery, where he is interred now, calls a grave liner, a concrete container. And that was provided by them at no cost, and in fact, they would not allow us to put in a vault. Cemeteries have rules. Okay. And so, just wanted to share the difference as I understand it. You probably need to get an undertaker online and let him talk about it.
And John, thank you for the call. I'm more interested in whether or not when there is repeat interest or repeat vandalism, what do you do as the person who runs the cemetery? And let me give you a very, very real example. You remember after Columbine happened, they could not find a funeral director anywhere.
Yes.
With absolute understanding, by the way, that would take the shooter's bodies.
Right.
They couldn't find anyone to do it.
Good.
One or both of them, I believe, are buried in unmarked graves. Because years ago, I read Sue Klebold's biography. And by the way, it is worth your time to read that book. She said they knew if they buried him normally, for lack of a better word.
It would be desecrated.
It would be desecrated.
Yeah.
And she understands that, by the way. She understands that. But I'm curious, like, if you're a cemetery, can you say in a more high-profile case like that, look, we're sorry, but no?
Well, for example, when Johnny Robinson dies, and it's not going to be by execution, or when BTK dies, cemeteries have the right, do they not?
To say no.
To say, I'm not taking a murderous serial killer who tortured people.
Look, Brian Koberger. Great example. No, we're not taking his body, and no, he cannot be buried here.
So what do you do with him?
Pauper's graves is my guess.
We've got more on the Koberger story coming up later.
We will talk about it coming up.
By the way, I have confirmed it. A number of people on the text line are saying that the bottom of the hole is 6 feet. You throw in a vault, you throw in a casket,
you throw in the top
of the vault. You're only digging 18 inches of dirt off of the top of that vault before you hit concrete. 18 inches.
We're not trying to justify this, are we?
I'm not trying to justify it.
No, you've got to be deeper than that because, hang on now. You got to be a little bit deeper than that because.
Focus.
My mother is going to be buried on top of my father.
Maybe they dug a deeper hole.
And there's a family joke that I'm not going to share on the air. But I think you can figure the joke
out.
My mom being on
belonging.
Top. Yeah.
Okay.
Jim in Topeka. Jim, hello. Jim? Jim going
Jim
once.
Jim from Topeka. Hello. Hi, we haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Well, I might not be the deal, but I have been a grave digger.
No, you have not.
I kind of know what's there and what can be. A lot of times those are a lid. They're not a whole clean deal and put in a box. That box has a lid. and you can take the lid and take it apart and then what have you. So it's not all that big a deal to get into. So that's not all that big a problem. What gets to be a bigger problem is like what happened to me, where a family decided that they wanted a person buried at a certain place in the plot, and we found out it was occupied. And how we found out it was occupied is I was sitting there running the backhoe and threw the dirt over into the truck, and there was a rib cage.
Oh, my gosh, Jim!
So graveyard work, working in the cemeteries, working in the deal can get kind of interesting at times, and there's a lot of different things that you think would be normal, but it's not.
Jim, I'm going to stop you right there. Did you then have to... Did someone call the family of buried person A and say, we are so sorry, we thought buried person B was going to rest here, and then we accidentally backhoed your grandma?
I don't know what went on. The guy just collected everything and said, keep digging, and we finished digging the grave to put the other one in the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
What went on with the other? So there was a lot of confusion, and that kind of sticks with you a while.
You think?
Digging around and what have you, and goes occupied. It's easy to open a grave. It's easy to do. They're not that far down. Security is what they really got to ramp up.
All right, Jim. Hey, appreciate the call, buddy. Be well. On Friday, you may recall, I-35 was shut down in both directions in the Northland when a guy decided he didn't want to be pulled over. And we now know a little bit more about that story that ruined everybody's commute home on Friday afternoon.
Yep.
For several hours. His name is Larry Finley. He's 65 years old. He's been charged with aggravated fleeing a stop. But they buried the headline here in Channel 5's story. According to investigators, I didn't mean to use that term. Sorry. When Larry Finley was stopped on the highway, refusing to get out of his car, allegedly holding a knife to his throat, while police have stopped I-35 in both directions near Liberty, allegedly Larry Finley whips out a glass pipe and starts smoking something, and then quote,
"Come and get me."
And then falls asleep.
That's what interrupted everyone's drive home.
Mm-hmm. It says right here, he smoked from a glass pipe inside the car. A drone was dispatched around 4:50. This all started at 2:50. And the drone filmed him sleeping in his car on the highway.
Okay, not to one-up you, but I will.
Okay, please.
A woman in Houston caused a traffic nightmare after sitting on a highway with a gun following a crash. And look this up. There is cell phone video. She literally, I've seen the photo, Scott, is just sitting in between two semis in what looks like one of those chairs that you take to a soccer game.
Yeah, whipped out a folding chair.
The mesh folding chair. Uh-huh. She just gets out, sits down in the middle of the highway with a gun, and will not move. She has a semi on her left, a semi on her right.
Claims that she was hit by one of the semis, I do believe.
Do we know what was going on with that woman?
We believe that she might have been under the influence.
Or from Texas, I mean.
Or from Texas.
Yeah, she not that far off. Sat there.
Checks out.
And I don't know what the temperature was in Houston 4 days ago.
Hot.
She sat there for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
4 hours, quote, camping out in the main lane of one of Houston's busiest highways.
Where were police?
Oh, a heavy police presence was there. I think they didn't know what to do. Do we tase her? She does not look young.
She is armed.
Who's going to be the first to approach?
Well, she's sitting. How hard is it to take Marge
you just seated wait her out.
In the middle of a highway?
Lurlane again?
Look, Scott, look at the backup. Dana, there are
I watch way too much cable news.
And thousands of cars sitting there because a crazy woman in a soccer lawn chair.
Okay, let's not diminish soccer. Parents use those at all kinds of activities.
Soccer.
Baseball.
No, there are stands.
Fourth of July firework shows in the middle of your street.
You know what you don't use that for, Scott? Disrupting traffic for 4 hours because you're crazy.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So Travis Kelce is opening up about how his life has changed since he started dating Taylor Swift in 2023. He was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast and was asked how his life has changed since he began dating the world's biggest pop star.
Sure.
Quoting here from Kelce, "It's just the paparazzi. That's probably the only thing. I didn't really grasp until you're in it. And that's probably the craziest part, though. I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a guy with a camera."
Can you imagine? My God.
"And it's like, I've got to go to the restroom now. I can't just go over here and take a you-know-what." I've never
Which
been.
Which every golfer uses the entire course as their restroom.
No, I disagree.
Every male golfer does.
Lewd and lascivious, but go ahead.
Quoting here again from Travis, "I've never been ashamed of slamming beers.
Yeah.
I just don't want my meat on page six, you know what I mean?" We do. We do know what you mean.
Thank you for reading the exact quote.
I didn't read ahead, Sam. Clearly. He says, "Having fun with it, though, you know, being a couple, dude, you already know it gets thrown out there as if it's like we're trying to seek attention every now and then, but it's like we're just enjoying life and having fun."
Yeah, leave them alone.
Okay. New study finds that people who work in marijuana dispensary stores are the happiest employees in America. Who would have guessed? 92% of employees who work in marijuana and tobacco shops say they are feeling good or amazing about their jobs.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
by the way, that story released by a marijuana magazine.
Is it true? Can I just ask you this? Is it true that liquor stores are robbed a lot? Like up there with convenience stores, probably not banks. And then if so, why would the same not be true for the dispensaries?
It most certainly is true, but many dispensaries got armed security right out of the gate.
Bingo.
Because when the state would legalize it,
Bingo.
It was still illegal federally. So banks would not allow these companies to deposit the money directly.
That's right.
So it was a primarily cash-only business until banks started kind of finding loopholes and providing direct ATMs to these different establishments. And so, you know, they were having hundreds of thousands of dollars in their vault every single day, and they couldn't figure out, why do we keep getting robbed?
Huh.
And so right out of the gate, most of them would hire armed security because they wanted to keep their hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
I totally forgot about that. And Paul Walker's character may be coming back to Fast and Furious.
And how would that happen?
Great question. He died in November of 2013. He was last in Fast and Furious 7. They are now filming or getting ready to film Fast and Furious 11, and Vin Diesel is teasing the return of Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor.
Which, by the way, if you can watch the end of 7 without crying, you have no soul.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
And then the car split at the fork.
Are you okay there, buddy?
Having a moment. Having a moment.
I haven't seen 7.
You haven't?
Not yet.
They were filming it when he died in real life, correct?
That is correct. So, go ahead, Sam.
There are random scenes throughout Fast and Furious 7. And, you know, they don't film movies chronologically from start to finish. They film based on the setting, right?
Yeah. Wherever they are at the time.
And so, a couple of the scenes at the very end are actually Paul Walker. Most of the scenes are Paul Walker. But there are scenes throughout the movie that they hadn't got to yet when he died in that fiery crash. And they used his brother.
That's brothers,
a lot of makeup,
brothers,
and a little bit of CGI.
That's how you always see Paul Walker in the movie. Is in some scenes, it's one of his brothers, and they superimpose his face on his brother in the editing.
Yep, and it was very easy for them to do because they happen to look alike because they're siblings,
right?
Yeah,
and now that they're doing the 11th, oh my God, Fast and Furious. I don't know where they keep coming up with these great plot lines. They're going to maybe, or at least Vin Diesel is teasing, they're going to bring him back. But with today's technology, with AI and everything like that, you've got to think it's going to be a lot easier than it was 12 years ago when you had to bring his brothers in.
No, even prior to that, anyone who watched The Sopranos, that was weird because it was before CGI was CGI. And Tony Soprano's mother, okay, his mother's character, yeah, the actress who played her in real life, died mid-season. So they thought, you know what? We'll just try to superimpose like her voice over her head and body. It
didn't work.
No, no. It would be like Tony Soprano would walk in and be like, Ma. And then someone who used to be this woman, they tried to match the head with the body.
Why not just film her from behind?
They did what they could with the technology that was available at the time.
Which was the late 90s.
God rest her
early
soul.
Early 2000s.
Still wild that Paul Walker died in a fiery car crash.
I know.
When he was best known for driving cars at ridiculous speeds and doing crazy stunts.
Jimmy Swaggart has died at the age of 90. Quoting here from his family in a statement, "Today our hearts are heavy as we share that Brother Swaggart has finished his earthly race and entered into the presence of his Savior, Jesus Christ." Quick break for the news. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.